The change would apply to what are known as angel investors and early-stage seed investors who put their own money into startup businesses. These people can qualify for a tax credit if they invest in a new Wisconsin company that's deemed to have high growth potential by the State Commerce Department. Lawmakers and the governor first initiated the current program 4 years ago, and Brookfield Republican Senator Ted Kanibas says it worked as planned.
It stimulated the kind of activity of keeping our capital at home. In other words, instead of somebody investing their money in a company in California or in Florida, they decided, hey, listen, if I'm going to be able to get a tax credit, I'm going to invest here in Wisconsin.
A new proposal Kanibas is sponsoring would roughly triple the amount of tax-exempt money businesses can receive from these investors. It would also change the rules on who's eligible, letting some larger companies receive the credit. Alex Vodenlich is the CEO for the Madison-based Gentel Bioscience, which manufactures devices for medical research and diagnosis. He says his business has taken advantage of the angel investors' tax credit, and it's resulted in good-paying jobs.
The growth in our company really is going to be focused on creating these types of jobs that are in the range of $50,000 to $70,000 per year. And having then the cash resources to do this is critical. The angel tax credits really help.
The cost to the state for the changes would vary over the next decade if they were to become law. 3 years from now, they would lower tax revenue to the state by more than $8 million. By 2015, they'd cost the state about $25 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.